Well, as we enter into this session, we want to just review for just a minute and say that what we've looked at today is this. We've looked at developing a whole environment of powerful prayer that is passionate. We invite in the presence of God. We bring His presence into our midst. And then within that, we stand right in the middle of that. And when we stand in the middle of it, then we say, how do I go deeper in my intimacy with Christ, my own personal relationship with Christ? Out of the depth of that relationship, then how do I begin to gather other people around me as I'm growing as a believer and deepening my own walk with Christ? How do I get other people around me who want to do the same, have the same kind of relationship? So how do I build leaders? How do I invest in those people and disciple them as adults? And then how do those adults then disciple kids? How then do those kids then reach out to their friends, and we begin to penetrate the culture? Me as the youth pastor being sort of the point of the spear, and as the point of the spear, then me bringing my kids behind me in order to penetrate their culture, their friends, where they go to school every day. And then that brings us to the last principle that we're talking about here today, and that is then it's sort of the icing on the cake. How do we then bring about outreach events where kids have an opportunity to bring their friends to hear the gospel of Christ? And that's really what we're looking at here for the next few minutes, creating outreach opportunities. So we can say this for sure. The event is only as good as the process. The process is what we walk through week by week. It's what we do in building leaders. It's what we do in discipling. It's what we do with kids week by week. We do an event. What's the purpose of that event? The purpose of that event is always to elevate the process. Oftentimes in youth ministry, instead of elevating the process, we actually depreciate, take away from the process because we're just scheduling this activity, that activity, and we're not sure exactly why we're going to this concert or why we're having this particular thing. We hope some non-Christian kids will come, but we're not really sure, and we haven't got the process clearly defined. And so as a result, instead of taking us up a notch, it actually either just keeps us at the same level or takes us down a level. So if we do it that way in the negative sense of just putting together events and activities and outreaches that don't really reach that many non-Christian kids, or we're just doing activities and hoping that non-Christians come, then the result of that is the kids come in the front door and out the back door, and we can't figure out, even if they come to a place where they respond to Christ, 3 weeks later we can't find them, we don't know where they are, because we haven't really developed the process. So all day long we've been talking about how you develop a process that makes sense, so that now when we have an outreach event, that outreach event really fits properly into its place. Now we can discuss events and know that those events make sense. I think I've seen all those. I've seen, and I've spoken to all of them, anywhere from a teen-o-rama with about 10 kids where no non-Christian showed up, but it was supposed to be an outreach event. And of course you can take that name and figure out probably why that one failed. but from a teen-o-rama to speaking 25,000 kids in a stadium where God just did some awesome things and everything in between, I think I've seen just about every event. And events have a place, but events have a limited place in youth ministry, and it's not really the heart of what we do, but it does help us to move the process from one level to another. One of the reasons, I'll tell you honestly, why I'm still in youth ministry today is because I gave up lock-ins at an early age. I did one and then never do another one, and swore off those forever. And so as a result of that, I'm still here after all these years. I commend it to you, by the way. I'd say if you're doing lock-ins, give it up. Okay, so let's see if we can answer one question here. And I want to see if we can answer this question in a way that will create outreach opportunities that will honor Christ by producing fruit. And that fruit would be fruit that remains. That's what we want to see happen. So here's the question. It's there in your little handout. How do we present Jesus through culturally relevant outreach opportunities to which kids bring their non-believing friends? There are four characteristics that answer that question. When we look at the New Testament, we see how Jesus created outreach opportunities. There are four characteristics that stand out in the way he did that. Here they are. Number one, Jesus was the focus of attention. Mark 1:1-45. If you look over